I don't know if marshmallows are conducive to Joe's journey, but let's do a little check-in this week and see how things are going. First of all, it's a miracle because honestly, I still have not... I don't want to lower my expectations, but I have not really ramped up and got back to like where I want to be, where I was like 6 weeks ago of just like eating all the meals that were really good and working out, like being active. But I am doing more activity. I'm down a pound and a half this week. I weigh in right now. Let me check. I actually wrote this down with my fat fingers. 378.6. So, I mean, I want to go farther. I just can't wait to get below like 370, then 360, then 350. I'll feel like I'm getting closer to my goal. Because right now, I honestly feel like I'm so close to 400 that it's like impossible to ever get away from it. But it's good. I'm back at it. I was sick with that influenza for a week. That sucked. Didn't lose enough weight on that. I was hoping to drop more pounds. And then I ended up pinching a nerve in my back. That's feeling good. So, you know, and you know, I did that. I coughed. I sneezed and I coughed and like my legs went numb. So
that's
I couldn't
a
do
sign
anything.
That you're getting old.
Honestly, Liv, not even kidding. There are a few things. I hope Lindsay doesn't hear this part of the podcast because she's not listening now. I am worried at 33. I am like getting really old.
Do you get the senior discount when you go out to eat?
No, dude. You know anybody that does that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what's going on with me. But it feels good. I'm back at Tidal Boxing Club Glendale. And if you listen in Indy, you can go check them out. They've got a free 6-week boot camp with classes. That's what I did, which started my whole weight loss thing a couple of months ago, getting back on Joe's journey. And they give you a nutrition plan based just on you. It's not like, hey, one size fits all. It's customized for everybody. That's what my wife did too, and she lost 14 pounds. And you get a coach with you for free. All you got to do is sign up for an unlimited monthly membership, which means you can pretty much go as much as little as you like. So whew, that's Joe's journey. Pretty quick to the point. Down a pound and a half, down to 378.6.
And I'd like to mention the marshmallows that you just ate for the game, a fat-free food, so you can have more.
Oh.
I know it's not good, and I'm not making fun of people that struggle with food things like whether they're anorexic or bulimic, but I wish that like I could enjoy all my favorite food and not actually have to devour it. Because I love marshmallows, but I feel like I ate marshmallows even though I just spit them out.
Oh, well, eat them, dude. 25 milligrams of sodium, no trans fat, no saturated fat, and
yeah, but isn't there
calories.
A lot of sugar?
Yeah, how many grams of sugar?
Includes 19 grams of added sugar, less than a pop.
Huh. Well, I hate to say this. I usually turn to Liv for my nutrition advice, so I'm going to stick with that plan. And she's giving me that's a big no, so.
She didn't say no. She said,
Liv, can I pop some marshmallows?
I mean, you can have, like, two. I don't want any.
I don't like them.
Play the song and eat.
I only like Rice
Krispies.
I'm
not having a marshmallow just in your mouth. Get that out of here.
You know what? Just don't.
Yeah.
You know, just say no. The more you say no to foods that are bad for you, the easier that it becomes and the less that you crave sugar.
I'm going to treat Pork Chop's food offers like the DARE program. I'm just going to say no to them.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.